Hi, you are on facesofsuccessradio.com. We have an interview coming up this evening with Miss Harmony Love. She is going to bring some of the baddest spoken words and poetry to the platform you ever want to hear. You guys, if you're just tuning in, stay with us because she's coming on next. Harmony Love, right after this message. Johnny Moe. And as I said earlier, you guys, we have a very special treat for you this evening. We have Harmony Love exclusive interview. We're going to be talking about with her this evening, all the things that have led her up to these wonderful words of poetry that she has such a powerful energy with. We are so excited to have her on this evening. So we are going to go to another break, and when we come back, we will have, just as we promised, Miss Harmony Love.
Woke up this morning. I woke up this morning. Woke up this morning with the Monday morning blue. I couldn't hardly find. I couldn't hardly find. I couldn't hardly find my Monday morning dew. Monday morning blue. Monday morning blue. Monday morning blue. Searched all through my bones. Monday morning blue. Monday morning blues. Monday morning blues made me leave my home. I've been laying in jail. I've been laying in jail. I've been laying in jail 6 long weeks today. Lord, tomorrow morning. Well, tomorrow morning. Well, tomorrow morning gonna be my trial day. As the jury. Lord, as the jury. Well, I asked the judge what might be my fine. Get up, pick and shovel. Get up, pick and shovel. Get up, pick and shovel. Let's go down in the mine. That's the only time. That's the only time. That's the only time ever felt like crying. Mr. Change a dollar. Please change a dollar. Won't you change a dollar? Give me a lucky dime. Mr. Change a dollar, give me a lucky dime. I woke up this morning. Woke up this morning. Woke up this morning with the Monday morning blue.
All right, everybody, just as we promised, we have Miss Harmony Love on the line. Harmony, how are you?
I'm fine. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you perfectly.
Hello.
We have Harmony Love in the studio. We're so happy to have you this evening, and we're going to jump right in. It's so such a pleasure to have you on Facing the Success Radio this evening, and we're going to jump right on into your interview. You guys just heard from Johnny Moe, and then a little bit from Fillmore's Flim, and we got some more coming your way. But right now we have Miss Harmony Love on the line. How are you doing, girlie?
I'm doing good. I'm excited to be on the show, and I'm excited about all these things that's going on, you know.
Okay, and I just need you to speak up a little clearer for me, and it's really important to make sure you're not using, you know, any type of headphone device. So this is a call-in interview, and we want to know, what age did you begin or have an interest in entertainment?
Can you hear me better? I put it on speakerphone. Can you hear me better?
No, actually, I can hear you better when I was just speaking for it. But we're on air live right now.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to need you to just hold your, you know, device and speak clearly into the phone.
Okay,
so my interest started, of course, when I was a child.
I really didn't begin my journey until 8 years ago. That's when I was putting my material together.
For some reason, I'm having a really difficult time understanding what you're saying. Are you in a bad area?
Let me see if I can move around a little bit, because I think it's the towers around here. How about now?
Your voice is very, very low, which really concerns me, really super low. So we're going to try to go on and get through this. You know, for those of you who are listening, we have Harmony Love on air this evening on Faces of Success Radio. She does spoken words and poetry, and we're going to jump right back into her interview. And the first question for this evening, just in case you missed it, I'm going to shoot it at her again. What age did you begin or have an interest in entertainment?
When I was a child, but I really didn't find my way until 8 years ago, because then that's when I was for sure, you know, what direction I wanted to take it in, because I wanted to do all sorts of things, but I just put all of my interests together. So that's how poetic music came about, because I was thinking, well, okay, I could do my spoken word with music, you know, and it's working out pretty good.
Well, that's wonderful. Okay, as a writer, you know, who is one of the most iconic people that inspire you to write?
Let's see. That's a good question. Okay, so my writing, I really don't have a specific artist, because my writing originally came from me writing, like journaling. It came from journaling, and then when I took an interest in poetry, I decided to take my thoughts and put it into.
All right, okay. And what is one of your highlights in your career thus far? What is one of your number one highlights?
When I started opening up for little bands like around here, and that didn't start until 2019, I got some connects with some local bands around here, and I opened up for them, and the show was a success. I mean, you know, I wasn't really sure if people were going to embrace, you know, my music because it's so different. But getting a lot of positive feedback, and so it inspires me to just keep it going.
All right. Well, when for those of you that are listening and just tuning in, when she says for around here, she's from right now in Reno in the Sparks, Nevada area in this region. So this is where she has planted her seed, and it looks like she's about to sprout and just take off. So let me ask you this. During your time of writing and performing and being in the entertainment world, do you have any regrets this far?
Let's see, any regrets? To be honest, I don't, because I feel like Reno has given me so much opportunity, like, all the way around, not just only music, but employment-wise, meeting people, actually, you know, this giving me a platform to find my place in the world, because when I was living in California, it was rough. Like, I really couldn't do what I wanted to do, especially with the music, because the finances wasn't up to par. But it seemed like ever since I came to Reno, it's like my life has skyrocketed since I left California, because that's where I'm originally from.
Wow. Okay. So let me ask you this. Have you toured anywhere outside of Nevada doing poetry?
To be honest, I haven't, but I'm looking forward to open opportunity if it presents itself to me.
All right. And who have you had the pleasure of working with on stage?
Well, nobody big, but just the local bands that I've been a show for. That's as far as it went. Nobody big yet. I mean, my dream is to open up for big names, and maybe do a couple of tracks for whatever artist that's interested in wanting me to put something on, on their album, if the opportunity presents itself.
All right. Okay. You just heard from Harmony Love. We're going to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
Leave home in the morning. I come home, you never there at night. I don't know what you're doing, darling.
I'm doing something.
A thing with you just ain't right.
I'm doing something good, baby. That's what you've been saying, that's what I'm doing.
Radio. We have Harmony Love in the studio with us for an exclusive interview this evening. Harmony, I got to ask you, sister, let's talk about your music career. Let's talk about that. What plan of action do you have going to moving forward with your music?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that one more time? Because I only heard like the ending part.
Okay. I said, let's talk about your music. What is your plan of action that you have in the near future moving towards your music goals, if any?
my dream is to, you know, to share the music, you know, with the world, like, and, you know, make records, sell records, perform live, entertain people, because my dream is to put a smile on people's face, you know what I mean? Like, if I can put a smile on your face, then I did my job as an entertainer. And I want to inspire people that, you know, there's other ways to express yourself other than the norm that we know, familiar with. You know, I'm trying to bring something new and something different to the table. And, yeah, that's my intention.
Well, let me ask you, when it comes to support, do you have support coming from your family, your siblings, your mother, your parents? Is anyone else in your family also into entertainment?
Well, I don't. And, you know, when I was talking about it when I was a kid, you know, I was always told, well, you know, we don't have no entertainers in the family. So it's kind of like since we didn't have any entertainers in the family, it was a slim chance of me becoming one. So the support, I mean, to answer your question, is it's not there, you know. Yeah.
Okay. I want to ask you, tell me about one of the first poetry that you put together. Why did you write that? And tell everybody the name of it and what was the purpose. How was that baby born?
Ooh, the first piece of poetry that I put together. Okay, the first one that I've ever done live at an open mic. The name of that poem is called Jaded Love. That's on a underground full-length album that I recorded myself. What inspired it? There was numbers of things that inspired it, but if I had to pick, I wrote it when I was at work, and I was upset at somebody else's situation. It was like a love triangle thing. I started writing about it, and it just came to me. And then I was looking through my computer, like some beats I was experimenting with, and I said, hey, I can use this beat with this. And, you know, gave it a test drive and it sounded good. And
okay, you know, I'm going to need you to speak up just a little clearer for me, because we're going to put you on the spot right now. We are going to put you on the spot. We want you to give us at least one bar of one of your songs that you put together with your poetic energy.
Oh, you want me to do one right now?
Yeah, not the whole one. You don't have to do the whole. Just give me like a couple of bars of it.
Love is not easily given nor easily taken. Love shall never be forsaken. This is why it's hard to find. Boundaries were crossed so many times. My experience made me wise inside, despite the pain inside my eyes. I'm willing to give love another try. I'm willing to put up another fight. The fire inside me shall live on. Past is behind me. Damages can be undone. If you want what's mine, you have to wait, baby. Never use your charm as bait, because my love no longer comes easily. Love me right, it will come nicely. My love no longer is free, indeed you shall see. My love no longer is free, indeed you shall see. Was
right,
able to hear
all
that
right, all right. That was so nice. Thank you for sharing that with the audience. And I just got a tweet off of Twitter, and I have one of our listeners, they want to know if they were interested in purchasing one of your songs or finding your music or hearing more about anything about Harmony Love, where will they be able to find you?
Oh, okay, so that, like, I have hard copies available on CD-ROM only. Yeah, so I only like, so, well, they can come out to the show tomorrow and you know, I can sell it to them that way. Or if they don't live, like in Reno, I can always ship it to them for free, and then we can exchange like a cash app information.
All right, well, you guys heard it right here from Miss Harmony Love right here on Faces of Success Radio.com. I am DJ Success, baby, in the house with you. That is going to be the end of our interview this evening. I want to thank you, Harmony Love, for sharing all of your wonderful history with us this evening. And we can't wait to see you on the show so you can rock the house tomorrow.
All right. I can't wait either. And thank you once again for having me. It's deeply appreciated.
All right. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and put it down with a little bit of B.B. King, baby.
All right.
The sound that you're listening to is from my guitar that's named Lucille. I'm very crazy about Lucille. Lucille took me from the plantation. Oh, and you might say, brought me fame. I don't think I could just talk enough about Lucille. Sometime when I'm blue, seems like Lucille try to help me call my name. I used to sing spirituals, and I thought that this was the thing that I wanted to do. But somehow or other, when I went in the army, I picked up on Lucille, started singing the blues. Now when I'm paying my dues, maybe you don't know what I mean when I say paying dues. I mean when things are bad with me, I can always, you know, like depend on Lucille. Sort of hard to talk to you myself. I guess I'll let Lucille say a few words and then. I doubt if you can feel it like I do. But when I think about the things that I've gone through, like, well, for instance, if I have a girlfriend and she misuses me, and I go home at night, maybe I'm lonely. Well, not maybe, I am lonely. I pick up Lucille and it bring out those funny sounds that sound good to me, you know. Sometimes I get to a place where I can't even say nothing. Look out. Sometimes I think it's crime. If I could sing pop tunes like Frank Sinatra or Sammy Davis Jr., I don't think I still could do it. But Lucille don't want to play nothing but the blues. And I think I'm pretty glad about that. Because don't nobody sing to me like Lucille. Sing, Lucille. Put it like this. Take it easy, Lucille. I like the way Sammy sings, and I like the way Frank sings. But I can get a little Frank, Sammy, little Ray Charles. In fact, all the people with soul in this. Jackson in there. You want to know why I call guitar Lucille. Lucille has practically saved my life 2 or 3 times. No kidding, really has. I remember once I was in an automobile accident, and when the car stopped turning over, it fell over on Lucille, and it held it up off of me, really, it held it up off of me. So that's one time it saved my life. The way I came by the name of Lucille, I was over in Twist, Arkansas. I know you've never heard of that one, have you? And one night, the guy started a ball over there, you know, started brawling, you know what I mean. And the guy that was mad with this old lady, when she fell over on this gas tank that was burning for heat, the gas ran all over the floor. And when the gas ran all over the floor, the building caught on fire and almost burned me up trying to save Lucille. I imagine you're still wondering why I call it Lucille. The lady that started that brawl that night was named Lucille. And that's been Lucille ever since to me. One more now, Lucille. Can I do one more? I think I'll try one more.